Hey kids, the program you're about to listen to contains some adult situations, adult language, themes, and other adult topics. If you're easily offended, this show's not for you.
Hey, you crazy motherfuckers, welcome to another edition of Crazy Truth. I'm your host with the most on near Halloween, spooky time, Cole, and I'm here with the lovely, lovely, and slightly pissed off Miss Amanda.
Shoot me now.
We are here to tantalate, and make everything great.
Annoy the fuck out of you.
And we'll talk about this in a minute. I've obviously found new sound effects. My life is so much better than it ever has been before. But first, real quick, before we forget, by we being me, still sick, still, but feeling better, feeling perky, feeling proud.
Obviously, he's feeling better. He's been his jovial self past couple days.
Oop, wrong one. God damn it. Anyways. this is season. Holy fuck. This is season 3, episode 127 of The Crazy Truth. And we're titillated to be here. And I'm Cole. Let's say hello to our sponsors, shall we?
Sure.
Okay, first off, www.altplayground.net. Now, altplayground.net. It's hitting the road with Front Porch Swingers. That's right. Brian and Brenna, host of Front Porch Swingers, will be traveling the United States in the Alt Playground's new tour bus, which is badass. Watch Alt Playground and Front Porch Swingers' social media accounts for the travel schedule. Join the fun when they're going to be in your town. There's going to be giveaways. There's going to be all kinds of stuff. We're going to be hitting some of their tour dates with them as well. Give me that, bitch. You want to check that as well. Don't forget to find us there on altplayground.net. Also, asnlifestylemagazine.com. Remember, when you read, it makes you smart. When you're smart, that's sexy. And smart swingers are sexy swingers. So, 3 million subscribers can't be wrong. Subscribe today to our good friends at asnlifestylemagazine.com. You'll see our ad in there every week. And also don't forget to visit FullSwapShop.com for all of your merchandise needs. So I want to take a real quick moment before we go too far away, because obviously I have a new toy.
You do?
I do. And so I want to give a big shout out to Leia. Leia sent me this really badass noisemaker.
The notes were hilarious.
This is awesome. Cole saw this and thought you needed it. hope it brings you hours of laughs.
When you
turn it over, she included additional batteries, new batteries when these quit. So that was part of what was in the package. The rest of the package down there. Do you want to share what was in the other package? I've got the rest of the package. Because Leia obviously listens to the show and knows how this goes a little bit. Just a scotch. She also included
bath bombs. Amanda, don't kill me. Here are some Lush bath bombs to help you relax after all the noise.
So, you know, that's the way right there. Leia, you kick ass.
I'm just like, oh, you've got to be fucking kidding.
And this is without the...
So actually, I'm going to use this after the show.
Yeah, yeah. There's a puking one.
Don't use the puking one. That's disgusting.
Oh, I will be using this. Okay. I will be using this. That's our birth control show. We're gonna use the kid one for the birth control.
Oh, boy.
So I've got all kinds of stuff. So now I have sound effects. I have lots of batteries.
That's what she said.
our middle kid came over today.
Yep.
Briefly, and he now has a 3D printer, and we found out he can make at least 8-inch tall dildos with it. So we've got a whole list of things for him to make that way, which we're pretty excited about.
He ain't gonna do it. We're not gonna have him do that.
If you don't think I'm gonna have him make an 8-foot,
what are you doing? Print a dick.
If you don't think I'm gonna have him make an 8-foot Clint, what?
Clint?
Who's Clint?
I don't know. I don't know.
Clit, an 8-foot click. Oop, no, Clint.
What the hell? You've lost it.
Oh, my God. So we've been quarantined together, and I am still a little tired, but I'm feeling a little better, so a little perkier. Perky, perky, perky. Now I got toys to keep me entertained.
At least you're usually in a different room.
Yeah, yeah, no shit. And this one's going to get a lot of use. Whatever. Whatever. Anyways, okay. So, should we do the show?
Uh-huh.
You can use the buttons too, you know. Only if I get to use a bath bomb. Not that button, bitch. Only if I get to do a bath bomb with you.
You can do a bath bomb with me.
Oop, nope, that's a feedback one.
I'll let you.
Nope. No. Oh, there we go.
That is so gross. So gross.
How did Cole feel this week? Okay. All right.
You were doing that one morning.
I was. I'll put that away now for a little bit. Okay.
Didn't quite sound the same, but you were doing that.
I'm a fighter when I puke, just so you all know. I fight it. I power gag. Okay.
Thank you for trying to explain how you vomit.
We talk about everything on this show. I've talked about losing a nut. I think I can talk about how I puke. People want to know.
While you were sick, have you jacked off?
No. No, I haven't.
Well, there was one time.
Was there? What, did you walk in on me? Did I enjoy it?
It
must have been early on in the stages of this crap.
Wait a minute. When was that?
Because it sucked the fucking fun juice right out of me.
No, actually, I don't think we did.
No. No. That's how much
I did.
Fun. Well, you know, your COVID wasn't as bad as my COVID.
No.
My COVID's worse than your COVID. All I can say for all you people that it doesn't exist, well, that's whatever just didn't exist sucked ass. So just saying. Anyways, we're not going to go down that path, though. We'll get me on a fucking tangent like none other.
Oh, but what I love is the, well, I'm healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that until last week.
I was healthy, too. Here's a little catch for all you people that don't, that think, oh, it's no big deal. I never take a sick day.
No.
Ever. My children are grown adults, and I think that they can count a total of, on one hand, how many days they've seen me in their life actually take a sick day.
I've seen two.
Yeah, two in 28 years. Mm-hmm. This shit took me, grabbed me by the nut, and threw me down and said, fuck you ain't doing shit. And
was one day I couldn't wake him up. He might have been awake for like an hour.
Yeah, it was awesome.
The
Anyways,
whole day.
But that's all right. So, but you know what?
Here's
what
a great weight loss program.
Here's what it didn't stop me from doing. Caring about you guys, our listeners, the lifeblood of Crazy Kasba, the people that make everything real to us every single day. I mean, I don't want to go get a real job, so it's really important we keep you guys happy. So, for those of you who don't know, we actually do this in front of our live studio audience, our great friends at the secret Facebook page, Crazy Kasba. Shh.
Don't tell the others. Like, I wasn't paying attention.
So, if you hear us chime in and get opinions from the folks listening at home, it's because we love them and we appreciate their things. But let's...
I'm supposed to respond.
I'm supposed to be doing something. Okay, so our first question... it's from Richard and Melanie, whatever, and they are from Flint, Michigan.
Okay.
So I instantly sent them a thing. I said, hey, how's the water up there? No, I'm just kidding. I didn't do that. We just lost a whole town of listeners right there with that one joke. Wow. Anyways, okay. Anyways, no. So their thing is this. They are new to the lifestyle, and they're having a discussion, i.e. an argument. Okay.
Okay.
About sex positions in the lifestyle. Yay!
I didn't know that could start an argument, but okay.
Well, the initial email that came in was they were having a discussion. Now, because of being out with COVID and how long it was taking in between, I would send an email and I was slow responding, whatever. By the later emails, it actually comes out that it was a pretty heated argument. So they are both young 30-something. They've been married about 5 years.
Okay.
Okay. They are new in the lifestyle. Okay.
Okay.
They are new. They've been to a couple events. They're getting ready to go to some Halloween events. No, that's the wrong one. Oops.
They're labeled.
Yeah.
They're labeled.
I know. I'm trying to look for the scary one. Anyways, they were going to a Halloween event, and their argument is this. Richard likes to do, okay, they've done their research. They follow us on Pornhub, just so you know. But they've done some of their research, but it's been like through like porn and stuff to try to better understand swinging, okay? Here's her thing. The short version of this.
You mean orgies break out at a strip club?
Yeah.
All over the dance floor? Have you watched that one? I've watched that one. Yeah. What else was it? There was one that was a house party and everybody was fucking a bunch of couches. I'm like, who the hell has this many couches in their living room?
No shit. I want a couch like that. Wait a minute. I think I'm missing the point.
Sorry. No, anyway, so, go on.
So the thing is that watching some of the amateur porn and whatever, and has seen the memes and all those sorts of things. The problem is she does not like doggy style.
Okay.
It hurts her.
Okay.
Okay.
Not the first time we've heard that.
No, it's not the first time we've heard that. Mm-mm. But his point of view is that if you don't fuck the right way, poor Richard, if you don't fuck the right way, that's going to be a problem. They got into an argument because they have hooked up with another couple, and she kept it, as he called it, as his words, not mine. She kept it really vanilla, which killed the mood for everybody because she kept it vanilla sex and didn't do the right swinger sex. And so my question was, what do you mean vanilla sex versus the right quote unquote swinger sex? And his thing was that they just wanted it missionary. Well, it wasn't that she just wanted it missionary. That's the only way they did it. And when he said when the couple they were swapping with tried to move her around, she was awkward. You could tell the guy was frustrated. And so they just fucked missionary. So he's blaming her. I love this. He's blaming her that she ruined it. And she's saying, why should I have to fuck in a way that I don't want to? And he's saying, at least you could do is at least fuck doggy style. But it hurts her. So what they want us to solve is who's right. Now, I think this is funny because if you've listened to this show for any length of time, you know, because I like to get laid, I'm going to automatically say
what you do?
That the woman is right.
Why is it like there's a specific position? It's whatever. I think a majority of guys, especially the first hookup, is missionary because you're so eager to jump in on it that you hurry up and you go missionary.
I think it's the other way. I think the problem is that most swinger sex, when people are trying to do swinger sex, that's part of the fucking problem, is they're trying to do swinger sex. And they're trying to do everything they've ever seen.
Did they start off with a blowjob first and then move to it?
They did. He flat out said, we went through the steps. I'm like, this is not a road to the sale, dude. I mean,
this is disturbing me. Come on.
The thing is that, you know, so they took and I truly believe that, look.
There, I don't have a crown.
the thing is, this is sex is sex. Okay, part of the problem is, and I've watched this when we've hooked up with couples through the years, especially when we hook up with a new couple, a lot of times these guys, I mean, they got you doing all kinds of shit. They're fucking from the side, and they got your legs up, and they got you twisting around up this way, and then they're doing this. It's like, you know what? We've been married 28 years. No, we haven't. We've been married 26 fucking years, but together 28 years, and they've been so blissful. I wish we'd been married 28. Thank you very much. We'll be here all week.
Bullshit. Womp, womp, womp. Anyway.
Anyways. You know what? When we fuck and we have great sex, we don't switch positions that often.
No.
Maybe. Now, we do like doggy style.
But it's not that often, honestly.
No, but the thing is, we just fuck. It's not about switching
that's
positions.
That's intimate married sex. That isn't swinger
That's vanilla.
Sex.
Yeah, that's not crazy monkey sex.
But I'm trying to think of majority of the time, it's either like, if you ask the person that you're having sex with what their favorite position is, then you're usually doing that. I've had, you know, right, get on top or whatever the case may be. It, you know, there's a lot of guys that will get up on their knees and fuck you. I've never had you do that. And then when they take your leg and they swing it over, and then you're like sideways, and you're going, what the fuck? And then you're like, well, this is new. Okay. But you need to try new positions because you might find one that you like.
Mike, on our page, sorry, but Richard sounds like a dick. okay, so, yeah, porn is not a how-to guide. I like Misty. I need to see a list of the steps, please. Okay, so... here's the, I don't know that Richard so much is a dick as he's just inexperienced. I think the problem you have is
we've all had the very first time that you're mimicking whoever's next to you.
Well, and okay, and here's the thing: when you ask most people what's the most popular position, what position you like best, they say doggy. Okay, it's very rare you hear somebody who doesn't like doggy.
But not very often do you do it though.
But here's the reality: well, I think more people will fuck doggy style than a lot of other, like, I don't know how to fucking do the sideways fuck thing. I'm no good at that. I'm just going to be sticking my dick in weird places. I don't know. The thing is if something isn't comfortable to you,
don't do it.
Don't do it. Now, Richard, what you have to understand is, sorry, couldn't resist. Little Tommy boy there. What you have to understand is if I understand that all the memes show, you know, Well, let me back up. He used the example of, well, you know, all the memes that show, like, you know, amateur, professional, with the arch back, and that if she's not doing that, then guys won't be interested and it'll hurt us hooking up. Look, that's not real life. Mm-hmm. And here's the deal. If someone is going to base everything off of the fact of whether or not how good of a fucking curved back she has to fuck her that way, you, as her husband, have a really important job to do. Do you know what that is? No, if a guy's going to be a dick and won't fuck her because she doesn't arch her back or fuck her, she doesn't want to fuck the way he wants to fuck, what is his job as husband?
To fix it.
Yeah, to punch that motherfucker square in the goddamn mouth. Because
she said no.
She said no. If you can't handle that, fuck you. That's how this works. Mm-hmm. Okay, so dude, number one, Richard, don't worry about whether or not... Don't make your wife alter what she likes or is comfortable with based on what you hope or what you think will get you in good graces.
If a guy says, hey, let's do doggy, if you turn around and say, I'd rather not, let's try something else because that usually hurts me, they will go to something else or they won't get fucked.
Yeah, exactly.
You've had a girl do that. A couple girls do that. Nope, I don't like doggy.
I had a girl that said, okay. She goes, yeah, we can do doggy. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Okay, fair enough. Because of my size, and I'm not a porn star, I'm not trying to, but because of my size, we started to go, and about a minute into it, she's like, okay, this isn't working. We stopped, we flipped to something else, which I think it was just missionary, actually, and had a great time, and it was a great fuck, and everybody got off, and everybody had a good time. Mm-hmm. And she felt all bad, and it was like, you have nothing to feel bad about. Mm-hmm. I have also had it the other way, where I was fucking a girl who based just, everybody's hips are designed differently, whatever. Again, based upon her size and my size, you know what? The bottom line is,
you're talking height and length of legs.
Yeah, the angle wasn't right, so that it was like my dick was going in at an angle that was like rubbing on her pelvic bone, and it hurt. And I had to say, hey, I'm sorry, this hurts. And so we stopped. But the worst thing you can do as a new person is try to make your partner conform to, quote unquote, what other people want.
That's Why not just go with the flow?
Because they're new. Okay. Look, Learning Amanda, process. they're getting in an argument over this.
Yeah, it's not argumentative.
I mean, look, the thing is you can't be afraid, ladies. You can't be afraid to say something works or does not work.
Yeah.
For you. You cannot, that's a no apology needed.
I remember one time having sex with a guy And we'd hooked up several times before, so it wasn't like it was a big deal. But all of a sudden, he got this, well, I mean, a big deal in terms of positions, Jesus. But he got to the point where he started shoving the bed, which was pushing me down and ramming up into him. That hurt.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, okay, I'm done.
Yeah.
Either you find a different position or we're not doing this.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the whole thing. For new people, this is the problem. I think new people get too excited and think there's a right and wrong way to fuck. There's not.
No.
I had questions this last week, and I didn't get to them. That's why we're not doing all of them on that. But I had a gal from Flint, Michigan.
That was
Flint, Michigan. I'm sorry. This one was from Atlanta, Georgia. A single gal who came out of a very, very non-sexual marriage. She's new in the lifestyle and is terrified to go to her first event coming up because of giving blowjobs.
Her name,
Samantha. Samantha from Atlanta. She's concerned. She likes to suck dick, but she has seen, again, they've made the mistake of watching porn, or, you know, they're watching this to see, and she doesn't like to gag.
Oh, I don't like to gag either.
She has a very light gag reflex, and so she's concerned that she won't, that because she doesn't suck dick like that. And when I reached out to her, I said, like what? She goes, you know, and of course, she's listened to the show. She goes, you know, and she put right in the email back, she goes, you know, the most sexy sound in the world, of when a girl uses your dick over their ear. And I'm like, oh, fuck. And she goes, I don't do that. And I'm afraid that then that you know, how do I get around that? Because we have to suck dick. Yeah, you don't have to do anything.
No.
You know, and
there is ways around it. I can talk you through that one.
Well, and the thing is you can't fucking, you can't be afraid of that kind of stuff. We've got a guy, and this is a great point. I have two artificial hips. They're my first priority. If I'm with a guy, and where did it go?
Scroll up. There you go.
I'm with a guy, and they start to hurt. I tell him to stop. He better stop. Damn straight. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So,
but I usually just go, okay, that's uncomfortable. Can we change?
Yeah, and
I don't, I'm not rude, and I don't abruptly stop it to ruin the hard on or anything like that.
No, but you find what we have found through the years is when someone says, hey, stop. 99. Granted, there's always horror stories out there, but 99.99999% of the time, the person's gonna stop.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to stop. The thing that I want to get to, so people, new people understand, this is why we do the show, really. And this is why so many podcasts do the show, is that, look, there's a real life swinging and there's porn swinging.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They're two totally separate things. All right. Let me help you out with this. If you've never been to a swinger event, but you've watched swinger things on porn, people don't look quite the same. okay, you know.
And I'm not going to be able to get my leg clear up on the bar.
You can with a ladder.
Yeah, no shit. While some guy's banging me from behind. First of all, he's going to be on his knees because I'm so damn short. And next thing, my leg isn't going
wait,
up there.
Wait, where is
oh,
it?
Oh, God.
No.
Oh, damn. Yeah, uh-huh. I know.
And that's just it. I mean,
not every guy works doggy with me.
Not every guy is going to go forever. Not every guy is going to bang super hard. Not every girl wants it that way. And it's okay.
There's no right or wrong way.
There is no right or wrong way to fucking screw. But the worst thing, let's get drunk and screw. The worst thing you can do as a couple, and this is going back to Richard and Melanie, is dude, your number one priority, no matter what, if you're in this motherfucking lifestyle for a week, for 10 years, for the rest of your life, it doesn't matter. Your number one priority is always supposed to be your significant other.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get in a fight with Melanie because she doesn't want to fucking arch your back and take it like that and she doesn't feel comfortable. It's okay. Support her in that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because guess what? hey, what are you going to do? What if she wants to watch you get pegged and you don't want to be pegged? Are you just going to go and go, well, she wants me to. Bend over, Rover. Let's go. No, you're not. So you know what? Don't do that to her. I think as guys, we make this horrible mistake that we need to remember, guys, the women have the power in the lifestyle. And you know what? Once we start thinking we have the right to play porn director and tell our wives or our significant others how to fuck, that is when we're going to find out how lonely not getting fucked is.
There was one time I recall when we were new and you were drunk. Imagine that. Someone was going to start doing something and I turned and I said, don't.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep.
And they're like, what? It'll be funny. No, don't.
Yeah. Yeah. Because they were going to do something to me.
Yeah. And I'm like, don't you dare even touch him.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep, yep, yep. Thank God.
I stick up. Well, you have to watch out for your partner.
You have to stick up for each other. You're in it together. And not that makes it sound like everybody's bad looking to do something. Here's the deal. This is the same thing with trying to, sucker somebody into the lifestyle or sucker somebody into fucking eating pussy or sucking it or whatever it is. Okay, when you do that shit, okay, you're a fucking, that's being a dick.
Mm-hmm.
Or being a cunt, because there's women that do it too.
We've seen some guys that are like, no, you need to suck his dick.
Yeah.
Well, if she's not up for it, then don't make her.
Yeah, look, here's the thing. I don't want somebody that's half-assed wanting to have my dick in their mouth,
Oh, I'm obligated.
I want you to want it to be there. You have teeth. I want you to want it to be there. Okay? Well, and I can honestly say, and I'm not just saying this, I'm the type of guy that, look, if your husband tells you you have to do something to me, and I can tell because I've spent my living in sales. This is what I do.
Mm-hmm.
So sales and motivation and counseling, so that's what I do. So I kind of have a good way to read people. And I read the fact that you're only doing it because you're being basically directed to. I'll turn around. I'll save you. Because that's what I do. That's my nature is to save people. Mm-hmm. And I'll go, no, I don't want to do that. Because I don't want someone to do something that they're not comfortable. If you try to treat my wife like a piece of meat, I'll rip your fucking throat out and buck naked, and I'll drag your limp body out in the street and set you on fire and not feel bad about it. Mm-hmm. Right? So
shit, if the vibe is off,
yeah,
and we can sense the vibe is pretty bad,
yeah,
we won't do anything.
We won't do anything. But here's the deal. So if I'm not going to let you treat my wife like that, I sure as fuck will not be a party to treating somebody else's wife like that.
Mm-mm.
Now, let me throw a disclaimer in here. There are some people that's their kink.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're not kink shaming. If that's your kink, that's fine. But that needs, again, we've talked about this before too. That needs to be discussed ahead of time. Mm-hmm. Hey, look, here's our deal. Our kink is, you know, She's my sub, and I tell her
what she has to do.
And this is what we do. This is what we both like. Okay. At that point in time, then, and I go, okay, I'm okay with that. You're okay with that. We all make the decision. Then rock the fuck on.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's just a matter of you're just being a douchebag,
mm-hmm.
you know, or, and again, I want to stress, this goes both ways. If you're a woman and you think that you can humiliate or boss your man around that way, that's not okay. Your number one goal is always your significant other.
Mm-hmm.
It should be. Well, this comes down to that thing of you have a responsibility.
It might not be a happy marriage is where I'm getting.
Well, no, but
it should be.
But here's the deal.
Ideally.
It should be. But here's the other thing is don't fucking be an enabler.
Yeah.
And this is a big point right now out there because people are really horny and desperate to get out and be around people. You know what? If you want to find out whether or not what type of person you are, if you really want to find out what type of person you are here in inside who you really are, will you stand up for what's right, even if it means putting your clothes on and leaving?
Mm-hmm.
Or will you go, well, fuck, I'm going to get laid and that's not my problem. They're all fucked up.
Right.
And that's the thing. And that's what we all have to decide that. You know, and I think a lot of people, we tend to enable shit when, instead of doing what's right,
mm-hmm.
a little bit. So Richard, here's you. I'm going to cut Richard a little bit. It's like, Richard, I'm going to cut Richard, bad guy in a little coat. I'm going to cut Richard a little bit of slack and go, Richard, you're new. Number one, you've only been married like 5 years. Let me give you this little trick that's going to be a huge thing to make a long, happy marriage. You keep telling her what the fuck to do, dude, you'll get to figure out how to get function as a single male in the lifestyle. Okay? That ain't no fucking way to make the marriage work. Just saying, I have experience with this. 26 years, going strong. She still likes me. Keep that in mind. Anyway, so...
That reminds me of a video game.
It is, because it is. Pac-Man, he gets eaten by a ghost. A ghost, which is a scary thing. Now, God damn it, where's the scary one? Anyways, I crashed and burned on that. There's a scary one. Anywho, so, yeah, so just keep that in mind a little bit. Richard, give her a chance. And to Tamara and Alana, don't be afraid about sucking dick. Don't you fucking yawn, bitch. Jesus fucking Christ. Don't not go to an event because you think you have to do anything. Again, you do not have to suck in dick. I don't know why people can't get this. You don't have to suck dick. You don't have to eat pussy. You don't have to fuck people you don't want to fuck. You don't have to do any of that shit.
No, if you decide to hook up with somebody and you go back to their hotel room, their house, whatever, it doesn't feel right once you get there. You just go, you know what? It doesn't feel right. We'll schedule a different time.
And now, if you want, I'm going to give a piece of advice here to Tamara on dick sucking. You can use porn as an example in this case. Don't just look at, hold on.
No, I know.
Don't just look at the fucking porn where she's getting the fucking Subway sandwich shoved halfway down her fucking throat with one shot. If you watch the other porn, they use their hands to do blocking. We'll have to do a video. We'll do a video on where you can give tips on dick. You can on Facebook, goddammit. Don't even reach over for a fucking dick.
I'm trying to find a dildo. I don't have one. Well, not one that I can put my mouth around.
But wait, but there's other ways to do it to, you know, if you
where
still
want
to
just get the tip in and they're still happy.
Right. Yeah. Trust me. And they, you know, give them a shot. They'll just want to fuck. You'll be fine. Are we at the halfway
we've
point?
We've known people. Yeah, we are. But we've known people that don't suck dick on the first hookup.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's nothing wrong with
that. No, throws me all
off. In fact, we didn't even think anything about it, and I was giving him a blowjob, and then she was getting mad at him saying, did you make her give you a blowjob? And he's like, no, I didn't.
No, like, you didn't make her. No, she likes to suck cock. Trust me. She can't have enough cocks in her mouth at once. What? See, you could use the sound effect thing right there for something.
Oh, no, I'd rather use the real ones.
Don't hit me. Ow. Okay,
I've had a headache for a week. I'm not going to smack you.
We need to do a halftime.
Yes,
real quick.
Do a halftime.
Okay. You sure you don't want to do the halftime?
Nope.
Why don't I always have to do the halftime? I don't think they believe it's somebody different
anymore.
Because
you're the attention whore, not me.
Oh, I'm sorry. That would be this one. Hey, you know what? So, we actually have a very exciting announcement coming up. Be watching. It's not ready quite yet, but you want to hear all of your favorite shows in one place? I know I do. I know you do. Get ready, kids. Get ready. The excitement builds. The enthusiasm builds. Things are getting ready to go. All hell's going to break loose. It's good. The brand new FullSwapRadio.com. FullSwapRadio.com. Coming soon. We're going to give you more updates on it as it gets closer, but I'm telling you what, you're going to want to be a part of the magic, the mayhem, the craziness that is FullSwapRadio.com.
Oh, okay.
Really? Oh, okay. Huh. Well, do you know anything about it?
Well, ish. I know we're doing it, but I couldn't tell you what it was called.
FullSwapRadio.com.
No way. Is it really?
Yeah.
I never would have known that.
Yeah, okay.
Dick.
You want my what?
Dick. I haven't fucked for 2 weeks. I'm kidding.
Wow. See what you got to watch out for? Just telling you, somebody could be fucking molested. Okay, so.
Well, yeah, I'd really like to have sex. It's not your fault. We've been sick.
I've been down with the sickness.
But Saturday,
side effects
I
of COVID,
it was
a fucking cock blocking motherfucker.
Saturday was a letdown.
Yeah. So we did get told, and this is actually a good thing because now since we've had COVID, and as we become virus free, that we'll have antibodies, and so that we should pimp ourselves out for those that are cock blocked, losing days because people get sick. You can hook up with us because we're not contagious anymore. We're antibodied for the next couple of months.
There you go.
So, okay. So the next question now. This was not a question that was sent in to us.
Okay.
This was a question that a lot of people come to us and talk, come to me and to you, whatever, and have a lot of questions for us just all the time. We do a lot of kind of counseling, yeah, basically. And so I had some folks from our page came to me, and they were having some issues there. They are a newer couple in the lifestyle, but they're transitioning, and they're kind of finding their way a little bit, and they're looking at doing some things that are playing alone, and as well as couples, and kind of figuring that out a little bit.
Okay.
So because they obviously listen to us, and they base a lot of things, and a lot of folks do over some of the things they hear about with us. But they've had, as so many couples have, when they've made the transition into playing alone, there's been some pitfalls.
Okay.
So I want to talk a little bit about the concept of an open marriage, an open relationship, based compared to what we have.
Okay.
So
is that what we have?
No, I don't think that's what we have. Look, we've been in lifestyle 10 plus years. We have worked through the processes, you know, for the bulk of that time, we were strictly played together,
mm-hmm,
only played together, same room. I mean, it took a long time before we got to separate room. We were full swap, same room, you know, playing together, and slowly have transitioned and made that transition to the point where we do play alone, obviously now. Primarily, we play alone now, but we've transitioned even to a whole nother level above and beyond that.
Okay.
So the challenge is, a lot of people hear us talk and they go, "Oh, well, you guys have an open marriage." To me, there's a couple of there's a level up above open marriage.
Well, what is considered an open marriage?
So to me, an open marriage, any form of swinging is a form of an open marriage.
Right.
If you put a true definition with it, any form of swinging is an open marriage because you're having sex or sexual contact or relationships with people outside of just your significant other.
Okay.
There's just different levels when it comes to that. Right. Because ours was an open marriage. Everybody, if you're a swinger, you're in a form of an open relationship.
Okay.
Now, if you're poly, it goes a whole different direction with poly, but there's open poly relationships and whatever. I just want to talk about the general concept of open relationship. So you have an open relationship and you have different levels. Yes, where you are just playing together, or maybe your relationship, there's a lot of people in the lifestyle, it's a form of an open relationship, but they're only bringing in a female, or they're only bringing in male. There's a lot of couples that they only do threesomes. Whatever. The more people that you bring into a relationship, or the more dynamics that you add to your relationship, as you add threesomes and you're willing to do group sex, or you're willing to do, you know, multiple couples or whatever the case may be, it's a whole new level of trust that goes into a new level of working on and communicating with that relationship.
Okay.
That's huge. Each time when you add a new element in, you're basically starting at square one again,
mm-hmm,
right? Well, I mean, we'd all agree with that.
Pretty much.
Right. You have to communicate. You can't just go, well, we always did this before, so just having one more person, well, fuck, that's no big deal. No, everything's a big deal because communication is huge.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there's open relationships, and you get to the point where you're that plain alone open relationship. A lot of people look at that as kind of almost a... granted, there are some couples that they never did same room. They, you know, they always played alone. But it's perception is that that's almost like a whole different level when you're willing to play alone, because that takes a tremendous amount of trust mm-hmm. and respect and communication with each other. Mm-hmm. Because let's face it, your imagination can do incredible things when you're not in a room with the other person, okay? But when you get to kind of where our relationship is, I would say that we have went to, and a lot of people, there's a lot of people like us out there, that our relationship, I wouldn't call us in an open marriage anymore.
Okay.
I would call us that we have literally, I've created the term of, we are a free range marriage.
Chickens.
Right. Okay. So what is a free, what's the difference between an open relationship? So in my opinion, an open relationship is going to be one where most, any type of activity, they're going to be with someone that you both already have talked to, know, communicated about ahead of time, mm-hmm. and or there's permission granted ahead of time. Mm-hmm. When you go to where we're at, to a free range relationship, we're at a point where we literally, we don't ask permission. Mm-mm. We don't need permission. You don't ask permission before you play with somebody. I don't have to know them before you play with them. You don't need my permission, and vice versa.
Right.
It's literally like if you compared it to like chickens. You know, okay, because like with regular chickens, well, you take in and you feed the chickens, and they're in a contained area, and they're fed, and what's going on, that all the chickens know what the other chickens are doing. Mm-hmm. A free range thing is you open the door, and the chickens go wherever they want to fucking go to, and at the end of the night, they come back to roost.
Okay.
That's kind of like us. We go okay. and can do whatever we want to do.
Right.
I love how you're rolling your eyes with this. So the thing is, with that is the level of trust and communication it takes to reach the level that we're at in our swinging world with that free range relationship is damn high. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the first thing I throw out there is, this is not for the faint of heart.
No.
The level of trust is, it's huge. I don't sit around and think on all day going, I wonder if she's getting fucked by somebody today. And I know you don't think that with me. It's not even a part that enters into our mind, or it's something that we think about. When we first started playing alone, that thought was in your, you know, those thoughts. Mm-hmm. And most people's relationship is to have the level of trust that we have where literally, you can come and go, oh, by the way, I fucked blah. Or I can say, oh, hey, by the way, I fucked blah. Or, hey, I'm going to go, hey, yeah, you know what, I'll be there to pick you up after work, but I'm going over to so-and-so's house, I'm going to go do this. Mm-hmm. That's a totally different level of trust in a lifestyle than what most people have. Mm-hmm. Or than what most people can have.
Right.
Or should have.
We didn't start off that way.
No, we did not start off that way. And that's why I wanted to talk about this, because I think that some people go, well, that's what I want. Well, sometimes, I'm not going to say it, careful what you wish for, but you have to know where you're at in your journey, in your relationship, not your swinging journey, in your life journey with your significant other, mm-hmm. before you can step up to that type of level of okay, mm-hmm. to do this. And if you are wrong about whether or not you're there, or if you have a single doubt if you're there, you're not there.
Right.
I mean, it's literally that cut and dried. We didn't plan to get there.
No.
That was never the goal. And it's nothing negative has caused us to get there. Mm-mm. It's just a natural, for us, it's been a natural journey to where we're at. But that's the difference. I think that a lot of people, the problem is a lot of people work to try to get to the point where they can play alone, or where they can add another person, or they can have a girlfriend or a boyfriend, or they try to reach these different levels. Does mm-hmm. that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, this is not something that you should try to get to. If it's meant to be, it will be there.
Right.
A little bit.
Well,
you're going, what the fuck did we go? How'd we get here?
Well, yeah, we kind of, okay, whatever. But you have to keep in mind that there's still rules that we don't break.
Very much so.
So if there's, we have our no-fly list.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Granted, a lot of that's disappeared. But still, if there was a doubt, I would say, hey, I'm going to go hook up with them. Do you care?
Right.
But right. that's our level of communication.
Right.
We don't hide anything. We don't.
Yeah, we don't. Nothing.
Nothing. But we have our level of trust with our relationship and where our relationship is at.
Okay. So Bobby, you make a good point. Bobby brings a point up off her page. He goes, Cole, you make it sound like you guys are just roommates now.
God, and he's a sloppy roommate. I'm kidding.
Yeah, no shit. No, and actually, man, it's the exact opposite.
Yeah.
It's exact opposite, because here's the thing. We know each other so well. And at this point in time, that it's like, she doesn't need me to tell her who's on the no-fly list. She knows the type of people that I would be or would not be comfortable with. I know the type of people she would be or would not be comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also...
any doubt, we ask.
We ask. And here's the thing. Even though we don't have to ask, even though we can just go and do if we want to, we don't. See, this is where the difference comes in. We still, because we'd rather ask because we want to be sure. Mm-hmm. We want to respect. Just like there's certain things that it's...
And it's not like we're going out every night going, I'm going to go fuck them, see you later.
Well, and there's the other part of this that's a difference.
It's this year has just been so freaking chaotic
mm-hmm.
that... Gosh, you know...
We play way... part of this is we don't play... If you put the average swinger, I don't know how often the average swinger plays, okay? But I can tell you we play way less than the average swingers play.
Well, because we used to so much when we were first.
Well, but that's the other part of why we can do this, is that literally we have reached a point that we are very, very picky and choosy. We don't play with very many people.
You're picky.
we don't play with very many people, so it's not like when it was when we were first going. It's like, oh my god, the days of us going out on the prowl, we don't do that.
Gosh, we've done that for
a while. we don't. And the thing with this is even though we have this, that understanding is out there, there are still times if we go out on the prowl that we still go on the prowl for couples. There are still things that we still will play together
Like the last time I played with somebody,
uh-huh.
we were at a party and I went to him. I said, do you care?
Yeah.
No, go ahead.
The free range part of it is...
We still communicate everything.
Yeah, we still communicate. And it's such a different... It's such a rare thing that we do. It's a rare, you know... We still do all the other regular swinger things most of the time. It's just we have that understanding. If we want to do that, we can.
Mm-hmm.
And
just like the word guy.
Yeah.
I'm like, I have a feeling this is going to turn into sex really quick. And he's like, well, rock the fuck on. I'm like, right. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'll let you know.
Right. Exactly.
As soon as it was over, I'm like going and taking a break. Call you on the phone. Talk it all out. Explain what all happened and what went down.
Yeah.
Well, and now it's like, we just hooked up.
Well, and here's the thing. And Bobby, you mentioned, you know what's going on. We always let each other know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. There's also a lot of times when what makes us unique in the fact of if I've talked to her today and she's having a shitty day, and all of a sudden the opportunity would come up for me to go play, I'm going to go, no. I will happily turn down the opportunity to go play because she's having a shitty day and that's what takes the priority. again, see, this is that taking priority with your significant other always first, is that, you know, no, I can do that some other time. What's more important, she's having a shitty day, so I want to be there, or vice versa.
Well, and he's, we're not like other people that he'll go, well, she'll never know about it, or I'll just tell her later.
Yeah, no, it just doesn't, it doesn't.
We've always communicated, like, we don't, not so much anymore. It used to be a breakdown of exactly what happened.
Oh my God, play by play, minute by minute.
We don't quite do that anymore.
No.
We give like the highlights.
Right.
But, or what we found fun.
Or funny shit or whatever that goes with it. But we don't, it, what it is that to the fact that we don't have to get permission first. But that comes with a level of communication that very few people have in their marriage life, in their married life outside of the lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And that's why one of the things, that, and that's why I'm bringing this up, is that so many people look, I think swingers, we make the mistake, we look at other people's relationships or how they do things, okay? Mm-hmm. And so then we go, well, we can do that. And you have to know and understand where you are, that your journey in the lifestyle, you and whether you're a single or a couple, married or just in, you know, dating, whatever, is a unique and personal experience. You can't look at somebody else's and go, this is, well, we can just do that. Mm-hmm. Because here's the thing. I got 26 years that we've been married. We've been together 28 years. I will stand up here right now. I will shout it to the rooftop. I will put my marriage against any marriage out there. Any marriage out there. Any day of the week. I don't care how long they've been married. I don't care anything. I will put our marriage up against anybody's.
And we're far more than roommates.
Yeah. So the thing is to have that.
We're soulmates.
Yeah, we're truly soulmates. So the thing is that to have that, that's where, although it's a compliment, people go, well, we want to do just like what you guys do. The thing is it's what's more important is knowing where you are and what is where your relationship is in the lifestyle and where you're ready to be in the lifestyle. Mm-hmm. We answer questions, and this is what makes this so funny. Look at the question that we answered. Look at what we got from a couple that have been married for 5 years, just puppies. I mean, 5 years. Look at that question. Okay, they're going to look at other people in the lifestyle and try to go, well, we can do that. Well, can that couple do what we do? No. That couple probably, who knows if Richard and Melanie should even be in the lifestyle.
At 5 years, we were nowhere near ready.
No, we could not have handled being in the lifestyle yet.
I don't even think at 10.
No, we could not have handled being in the lifestyle yet. And so the thing is, I guess what I wanted to bring that up was because when we talk and people hear us laughing and joking, we hassle each other and we flip each other's shit, and they hear this and they hear stuff just like how, you know, she's got her playmate at work and all that kind of shit. There's a lot of behind the scenes stuff that goes with this that people don't understand. And so what I want to encourage people to do is if you take and look and set up times every so often to check your own relationship. Mm-hmm. Check it, because guess what? We do that. Even being truly a free-range relationship, we do that. We have honest discussions about where we're at. We'll be in a car and we'll sit and talk for hours and evaluate where we're at.
Shit, we just sit and talk for hours just to talk.
Yeah, we can't. It's a constant. We have the ability to say to each
and
other.
And it isn't always just you talking.
Oh, fucking bitch. And we have the ability, she has the ability,
that was so funny.
to say at times, you know what, hey, this is making me jealous, or I got a problem with this, or mm-hmm. or whatever. To be able to have that and do that, if everyone would do that, if they will do a self-checkup, if they will embrace where they're at on their journey, not try to be anybody else's, yeah, if you want to level up, so to speak, that's great. You'll know when it's the right time to do it because mm-hmm. you'll do it and it will work. You'll also know when it's the wrong time to do it. You'll try it and it will be a fucking disaster, or it'll be like, oh, fuck,
a big fight or something.
Well, it you know, we tried some shit and it did not work and we were not ready. when we first hooked up, the first time we played alone, we didn't play alone again for like 8 or 9 months.
But I guess I don't remember that.
Well, because I played alone first and you played alone.
Well, I know that.
And but then
I
was
remember
a while,
doing
because
it.
Because we had a lot of conversations afterwards about whether or not mm-hmm. it was right for us. And we had to we had to hash some serious shit out.
Mm-hmm.
We had to hash some serious...
It wasn't bad.
Yeah, you know.
It was just wrinkles that needed to be ironed out.
All the crazy stuff, selling things. What I have said, what? The same thing about... I would have said the same thing. I would have said the same thing long before we started this as a business. Absolutely.
You said what? The same thing.
Our relationship.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, what Bobby's asking is basically where we obviously where we have the website and we have all the other stuff that we do with it, our merchandise stuff. If that influences where we've gotten to on stuff.
Mm-mm.
And it really doesn't. It, I can tell you the only reason that we can, that part of this even is in the equation is, again, because we sat down and had some really honest, hard discussions about whether or not this is something we wanted to pursue. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, actually...
Because actually...
No, and you don't have to... Bobby saying sorry. You don't have to say sorry because that's a legitimate question.
Well, you think about it. When we first played alone was... I went down to do the Mississippi Half Marathon.
Uh-huh.
So that was 4 or 5 years ago. Uh-huh. 5 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And we started that after. We started all this crap after.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, no, this stuff, but I can tell you, before we ever started doing the podcast and Crazy Winter Nights, and after we did our first Crazy Winter Nights, we talked for like 2 weeks.
Like, constantly.
For 2 weeks, we talked about whether or not we wanted, what did we want to do? Did we want to continue doing this, or did we want to let this part go and just be in the lifestyle? And we made the decision that we thought we could help people and we wanted to do this.
Mm-hmm.
It's because of our relationship. The show and all the other stuff that we do would not, if just one of us was doing it, would not, you know, it wouldn't be near as good. It wouldn't be anything... You know, so no, that's a valid question. It's
no, because if I don't agree with something, I'll tell you.
Exactly. Yeah.
I wouldn't say it necessarily to somebody I don't know. I would say it to you because I can give. We know that we listen to each other.
Yes.
Even if we don't agree with it, we'll listen, hear each other out, and then give why we don't agree or why we agree. It's just, that's been since day one that we met. We sat there and talked for like 6 hours.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Nonstop.
Yeah, our relationship has, what you hear and what you see is really what we get. But that's where, again, we can't stress enough the fact that everybody's relationships are different.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's swinging adventure is different. That's why, yes, the number one goal or the number one priority is your significant other, and it's communicating.
And it's knowing your significant other.
Yeah.
Okay, as funny as it sounds, okay, so I'm a Gemini.
Right.
And
right.
Gemini is known for communication. It's not necessarily I'm good at communicating because I'm not necessarily that great with communicating, but I like to be communicated with.
Yes, yes, you do.
So when you have someone on the side that doesn't say shit, drives me nuts. Just explain it to me. I'm not going to say anything. Just explain it.
Right, right.
Oh, but no. Can't do that.
It.
But you've learned me by now to know how I like to have things approached. And
So that we share. We share everything and share communication. And that's the
And we
key.
Share spit. We share COVID.
No shit. And that's what it's all about. It's about communication. So... there you go. I hope that answers some questions.
Oh, wow.
I don't fucking know. I know.
Time.
We got to go. We got to go. Fuck.
Oh, you're going to have to learn.
Okay. That. So, all right. Well, we got to go real quick. I want to thank our sponsors again. My goodness, time flies. Altplayground.net. Again, Brian and Brenna, Front Porch Swingers, are going to be taking the Altplayground.net bus on tour. Coming to a city near you. Don't miss it. Sign up for altplayground.net. Find us on there. Find them on there as well. And remember, ASNLifestyleMagazine.com, smart swingers or sexy swingers. Damn, you're sexy. 3 million swingers can't be wrong. And finally, remember to visit FullSwapShop.com and get ready for Full Swap Radio. You can find us at on our YouTube channel at www.youtube.com/Kasba. You can find us on Twitter at TruthCrazy. You can find us on Instagram, something that's crazy or Kasba.
Crazy.Kasba.
Yep. Patreon, you can find us. You can find her on Friends Only. You can find us on Pornhub.
OnlyFans.
OnlyFans. You can send us you can send us an email at crazykrazy.kasba@gmail.com today. And you can check out our website also, www.crazykasba.com. Why did I say that? Is that right?
Look what? At you go. What?
Huh? 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 Anyways, so until next time, doing it the only way we know how, the only way we want to. God damn it, that's not the one I wanted. Until next one. Until next week with the spooky Halloween one.
That is.
We'll see you later. Kasba style out.